honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
We all know the importance of eating well and exercising. And one thing that I hear a lot from people is, how do I stay motivated? So we are psyched to have Dr. Kim Chronister. She's a health psychologist and wellness expert. And she's also the author of The Psychology Behind Fitness Motivation. Hi, Dr. Chronister. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Hello. Good to be here.
It's so great to have you on. You know, Dr. Chronister, years ago, I was a personal trainer, and this was something that I got all the time. Now, you did a lot of research getting your doctorate. Talk to us a little bit about the psychology behind fitness motivation.
Absolutely. So I was a personal trainer as well, and I heard from clients a lot of times that they could not maintain motivation in the kind of after hours and when they're not working out with me. So I needed to get behind the mental process of it. So there's a ton of research out there, especially over the years, and I'm addicted to researching fitness motivation. So I had to put that into a dissertation, which was later turned into a book, which is amazing because it's accessible to the public now.
Oh, that's great.
So, Dr. Chronister, talk to me, because, you know, I'm a mom, three kids, and I really find it hard to even get to the gym, or, you know, now it's summer, so it's a little bit easier for me to, you know, do some walking around, but I need some motivation. So can you give me some tips, and anyone else who's out there who's listening who are finding it a little bit hard to kind of get motivated to get our butts into gear and, you know, work them and, you know, kind of, you know, get out there. Can you give me some tips, maybe your top three tips of what you can do to help motivate me and everyone else who's listening?
Absolutely. So it's going to be surprising, but it's visualize, have fun, and shop. So I can break those down for you.
Oh, yeah. I like the shop part.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So visualization, you know, I work a lot in sports psychology, and that's huge. People don't realize even accessing a memory from a recent workout, even if it was painful, it actually helps you get motivated immediately. So that's one visualization tip there. So you can just access that memory of working out, and boom, you get an adrenaline rush, and you actually want to work out. You can also do 10 minutes the night before. Actually visualize yourself going through the next workout. It might be a swim class, regimen, whatever it is. Get yourself going for 10 minutes the night before. You'll see yourself have a difference in the morning, and athletes do this all the time. So that's number one, is visualize. Number two is have fun. So, you know, people really underestimate the power of fun. A new study, which is pretty huge, brand new study, is that if you don't have fun, you actually are more inclined to snack. So you're compensating by snacking. So, you know, I'm sure you remember, as a personal trainer, you've got clients that say, you know, I'm not losing weight. Well, what are you doing? You're actually snacking because you're not having fun. So if you incorporate fun into the workout and you're loving it, you're not as inclined to snack. So you're going to eat more if you're not having fun. And also that helps with long-term intrinsic motivation. So you're going to be more motivated long-term.
I have to tell you, I did some Zumba. I tried Zumba, you know, a couple of times, and that is fun. I mean, it's a little crazy, and you're totally making, you have to be able to laugh at yourself, because, you know, I mean, literally the whole time, all I'm doing is cracking up. I'm not really getting much of a workout, but I'm cracking up the whole time, because I'm so, like, I can't even keep up with the routine, but it is super fun. So would that be a good, a good way for people to have fun when they're working out, or, I guess, listening to music, right?
Exactly. Music is huge. But you want to have fun, because you're actually long term, you're gonna actually see yourself work out more. So if you just put it into your schedule, let's say you're gonna go with friends a couple of times a week, you put it into your schedule, you've got fun, you got the intrinsic motivation going, and you're not as inclined to snack.
Oh, cool!
That's
amazing. Okay, and what about number three? You said shop, so let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that. So enclosed cognition is a concept coined by a researcher, pretty recent study as well. Enclosed cognition. So that what that means is that what we wear affects our performance. So we're going to be more inclined to perform better, have more focus, have more energy, be more into what we're doing if we're wearing something that's appropriate. So if you actually dressing like a personal trainer can help you. Dressing like a cyclist can help you. You're actually going to work out longer, do better at it, and be more into it.
See, you're making me so happy because all the money that I've spent on really cute workout clothes. But you know, another thing too that I think is I hear a lot of people say, well, when I lose weight, I'll reward myself and get the cute outfits. And I say, no, get them right away because they're going to help you reach your
good
goal
point.
Faster. And that's exactly what you're saying. And plus, I think
exactly.
I don't care what your size is. You deserve to feel good about yourself and look good while you're exercising.
Yeah, and you're going to perform better. You're going to do it more. And you're going to be able to work out longer.
Yeah, it's so true. Well, you know, I'd love to know when you first got interested in the psychology behind fitness motivation. What was it that drew you to it?
Oh, my gosh. Well, personally, I was depleted with energy during my undergraduate degree. And so then I started training, and I finally found a program, you know, calorie-wise and training-wise that worked, and I was able to maintain my weight loss and get really lean. So I knew I could do it for other people, and, you know, the philanthropic side of me wanted to help others. So I was a personal trainer. And they couldn't maintain motivation. I felt like I was enabling them. They were dependent on me, and I wanted them to have more autonomy and be able to do this long term. As I'm not in it for them to be dependent, I'm in it for them to be able to do this on their own, which is, we also know autonomy is huge for being able to do this on your own and wanting to be motivated long term. So I started researching fitness motivation for several years and then turned it into a dissertation and then figured it needed to be accessible to the public. So that's really what gets me going, and I kind of eat, live, breathe, sleep, fitness, motivation, research, so I'm always out accessing that latest study. So it's fun. People need this information, and it's really useful if we put it into practice.
So tell us, Dr. Cronister, could we apply this research to motivation for anything in our life, whether it's fitness or whether it's studying or whether it's losing weight or whether it's just, you know, whatever it is, visiting a parent? Is it something that could take beyond the fitness realm and bring it to the other areas of our life?
Absolutely. So, I mean, the studies show that even with enclosed cognition, even shopping, you can literally shop your way to doing better at work, performing better at work, and getting jobs, et cetera. So there are a lot of tips, techniques that can be applied to work as well. Having fun with your life, you're going to be more motivated, of course. But I think fitness is a transformational process. I'm sure you both know, because you're both avid, exercisers, that it's a transformational process, mind and body. So you're actually going to be more open to other opportunities in life. You're not going to isolate as much. You'll be more open to networking. Your life actually becomes more full, I believe, as a person that regularly works out.
Well, Dr. Cronister, this has been so fascinating. You know, Andrea mentioned earlier about, since it's summer, you know, she's more apt to walk. But do you find that people actually lose motivation during the summer because they're busy with other things?
They're busy. So it depends. It's very individualized. If they're more busy because they're doing water sports, because they're traveling a lot of times there's walking involved, that's great. So they can be more apt to work out. You can also lose motivation. You can get kind of a lethargy from the heat. You kind of want to keep cool. You actually burn more calories if you're cold because your body has to work harder. So it's not always great to have the heat. Yeah, so it's not always great to have the heat.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, you actually want to be in cold if you want to. You have to actually use more energy expended to burn more calories.
So then what do you think about hot yoga?
Well, hot yoga is amazing. Here's the thing. I mean, you can have hot yoga. It's not necessarily, I mean, your kidneys detox your body. So you can get a little bit of a, less toxicity in the body. That's great. And you're moving and you're enjoying it. So again, going back to intrinsic motivation, if you love it, do it. That's your thing, do it.
It's so true what you were saying before when you were talking about the visualization. You know, I think all the time, I love when I can do my yoga, because to me, and the whole time I'm doing it, all I'm saying is, I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to be here.
Exactly.
And I love doing it. So that's the memory I should just be visualizing, every night before I go and try to get me to go there, because sometimes it takes, an effort. But as everyone who's listening, sometimes to get us there is what we need, the impetus. So we love this information. Thank you, Dr.
Absolutely.
Cronister. Unfortunately, we're out of time for today. But how can people learn more about you and the work that you're doing?
Absolutely. They can go to drkimcronister.com. They can also go to amazon.com or Barnes & Noble online. And it's the psychology behind fitness motivation.
That's great. And you're also on Twitter at drkimcronister. So you can follow her there too. Thanks so much for being on our show today. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.